Thank you. Please be seated. We're here for a pre-hearing conference and hearing on motions for cases W17-006 through 014. I'm Ryan Vansel, the hearing examiner presiding on the matter. What I'd like to do is ask each of the representatives for the parties that are here to introduce themselves. Did we actually manage to get everyone at the table? This is our first test for the... Okay. That may change as we get later.
Who's
going to be here? But I at least want to get everyone to be able to speak into a microphone. Let me know you're here. What we'll be doing for the hearing is the appellants will have this space plus a line of chairs behind, and we'll figure out who's cross-examining which witness and objecting, and so hopefully there will be enough space to accommodate it. We have had large hearings in here before, but for this moment where I do need you all to introduce yourselves, I want to start with the appellants that I have present.
I don't know if this will catch me, but Claudia Newman, Brooklyn Newman on behalf of Scale,
Claudia Scale. David Bricklin, same firm, same appellants.
Lee Ron, Wallingford Community Council.
Judith Bendich, Friends of Ravenna Cowan.
I'm Rich Kohler with Juno.
Deb Barker with Morgan Community Association.
And I'm sorry, just a second. On Juno, that's?
Junction Neighborhood Organization.
West Seattle?
West Seattle.
Okay. Right. I just want to make sure we're clear on the record. I know what your acronyms stand for, but you filed as West Seattle, so let's make sure we're clear about that. And I'm sorry, you were?
Deb Barker, Morgan Community Association.
Talis Ablins, Friends of North Rainier Neighborhood Plan. David Ward.
And let me stop you there. So Friends of North Rainier Neighborhood Plan.
FNR.
And I had a Marla Steinhoff as a representative.
I've been attending as well as a co-representative.
Okay. And is Marla going to be the representative, or are you going to stand in, or how?
Chances are I'll be standing in.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to state and spell your name again, then, since I don't have it.
Talis Ablins, T-A-L-I-S, A-B-O-L-I-N-S.
Okay. And I think you were at another of our pre-hearing conferences as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
David Ward, Seniors United for Neighborhoods.
Thank you.
Toby Thaler, Fremont Neighborhood Council.
Thank you.
Maria Batiola for Myra Latochik, Beacon Hill Council.
All right. I'm going to ask you to come forward and say that into one of the microphones if you can. And we may jockey for space here after we figure out who's going to be doing actual argument, but I want to make sure that I'm getting everyone actually in the record for this start.
Maria Batiola for Myra Latochik, Beacon Hill Council.
And can you spell your name, please?
Maria, M-A-R-I-A. Batiola, B as in boy, A-T-A-Y-O-L-A.
All right. And Ms. Batiola, is there a reason why Ms. Latchezek is not present?
She will be here in a few minutes.
She will? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Save that seat then.
You bet.
All right. Thank you all. I'm sorry. No, we haven't finished yet. We're still going.
I'm Jeff Weber with the City Attorney's Office for the city.
Okay.
Tadas Casieras with Van Ness Feldman on behalf of the city as well.
Okay.
Jeff Wentland with the city's Office of Planning and Community Development.
All right. Represented by these two gentlemen?
Right.
All right. I'm going to try to I'll tell you our outline of how I'd like to proceed as the notice of this pre-hearing conference and a following email indicated at this hearing, the hearing examiner may allow limited time for oral argument on some or all of the motions we've had. I may rule on some of those motions or portions thereof. In addition, we're going to discuss case scheduling. I'd actually like to start with case scheduling And first, let me read the outline that I have so that you can start preparing yourselves. We're going to discuss calendaring additional time for the hearing. I'd like to touch base again on how we might organize this table for the appellants. There's an opportunity for parties at that point to raise pre-hearing conference issues that you may have come to the table with today, recognizing that on June 11th we have a dedicated time simply for pre-hearing conference. So you don't necessarily need to come up with something. Then we'll proceed with, I've got a couple of the motions I'd like to discuss with the parties up front, mainly because they seem, in my opinion, to raise issues of whether they, of raising issues whether or not those issues were in the notice of appeals or not. And so those would be preliminary matters I'd like to address before we get into any argument. I'll then take a, we'll take a 10-minute break, and I'll discuss this program, as it were, a bit more later, but I'm going to allow you to take a 10-minute break before we go to oral argument so that council can organize themselves, who's going to be at the table, who's going to be arguing, et cetera. In oral argument, we're going to proceed with the city's motion first. I anticipate giving the city, we'll try for 10 to 12 minutes. Again, this is we've got written argument on all of this, so this is an opportunity simply to supplement what you've already done. So I don't need to rehear the whole thing. Respondents, I'd like to hear from the respondents regarding the alternatives and mitigation issues. We'll give about 10 minutes to that. I will not need to hear oral argument on the relevancy of prior environmental review issue. I'd like to give a couple minutes for response to the issue concerning amendments to the comprehensive plan. I'd like to give a couple minutes response to the need to address impacts not attributed to the proposal and similarly to the phased review compliance issue. Then we'll proceed with oral argument on the scale motion. That again will be about 10 to 12 minutes from scale, and then approximately 10 minutes to the city. I'm not hard and fast on these times. If you go over a minute or two or you're less than a minute, that's fine. There was also a motion from the Friends of North Rainier Neighborhood Plan, and they should have an opportunity to address the issue on open space analysis. That isn't covered by any of the previous motions. I do not need to hear oral argument from the West Seattle Junction Neighborhood Organization concerning the, I think it was a motion concerning primarily notice. I'll go back over what I anticipate us addressing in oral argument, but I want you to have a roadmap for where we're heading at this point. The first item, then, hopefully, is calendaring. Mr. Bricklin, can you move that mic in between you and Ms. Newton, please? In an earlier correspondence, I asked the parties to look to August. It appears, based on the preliminary witness and exhibit lists, that we need additional time beyond the 2 weeks we've allocated. And given summer schedules and the number of parties, whether we need that time or not, it's important that we set that aside now. I would like to set aside August 20th through 24th. Now you're all going to tell me your vacation schedules.
That's right.
Who would you like to go first?
That's up to you.
Can I have the mic? Do I need the microphone?
You do need it near you. You don't have to have it right. Mine's closer than it needs to be, but you need to be close enough, within a foot or so of a microphone.
So I waited until we had the schedule previously and then contacted out-of-state relatives that they could now book a ship. And
tell me the schedule, not necessarily the...
So I will not be available on August 20th and 21st.
Okay.
That's Friends of Ravenna Callan.
This is Dave Bricklin. I'm out that week as well on vacation.
Are there other conflicts? It's not that bad, actually. Let me ask, Mr. Bricklin, do you need to be here for that week? You've got two counsel, and the notice of appearance was from, I believe, Ms. Newman. So,
well, that may depend on how the hearing is organized.
Right.
So
we're not going to get too deep into that today, but yeah, that's what June 11th is going to be about.
It would depend on how the hearing is
organized. Right, because I'm responsible for certain issues,
right,
witnesses, and so if we can get those done in the 2 weeks prior.
And that's the whole purpose of June 11th pre-hearing conference, is to try to accommodate witness schedules and party representative schedules. We have one party has already expressed that they don't need to be here the whole hearing, for example, and so we'll try to accommodate that at that time.
So, you know, with that caveat, if we can get my witnesses in the first 2 weeks.
Okay. I had to ask the question. So,
sure.
And Ms. Bendis, you need to be here for those 2 days out of the three.
It also depends on the scheduling for my witnesses. Mm-hmm. At this point, all of my witnesses, I mean, they have problems with both. Some have problems with June. Some have problems with July, but they didn't have any problems. But it seems like, depending on the scheduling, I could fit them in. And some of them will go along with, I think, exactly the same issue that Mr. Bricklin is working on. One of them will.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your Honor, for the city, mm-hmm, we don't have any specific conflict that precludes the use of those dates, but we do have obviously some witnesses with schedule constraints, and so how we arrange the hearing is going to be important.
And I think that's true for everyone that I can see at this point.
I would also like to say I do not have anyone to stand in for me. So that's the way it goes.
Okay. I'll ask, right now I'm inclined to go with those dates, but for the sake of asking, what about the week before, 13th through the 17th?
Claudia Newman, I'm out that week.
Okay. Let's skip that one.
Unless Dave's...
I'm out the second half of that week.
That doesn't sound better, though.
No.
Right.
No.
The 27th, the week of the 27th through the 31st.
I'm also out that week.
Okay.
You happen to hit the perfect week.
All right. So that's what I was looking for. So I think we're going to go with the 20th through the 24th now and work to accommodate the parties that have conflicts with that week and their schedules, so that we have issues that are being addressed by Mr. Bricklin in June and July, and same with Ms. Bendage. What seems like the best we can do. I'm strongly disinclined, frankly, if we couldn't find time in August to continue, I'm simply inclined not to continue into September. So my preference is to try to find some time and make that work, since this is going on quite a long time. All right, so we'll stick with August 20th to 24th. For organization, I want to revisit what I just mentioned in passing for the hearing. As you prepare for June 11th and you're in discussion with each other about your schedules for witnesses, availability, and which party may argue first or when you want to address specific issues, and this is in particular to the appellants, one thing to keep in mind will be the physical management of the space. And what ideally we'll do is have the appellants who are engaged as their representatives in cross-examination and or objecting at the table with a mic available. The other appellants are fully allowed to participate but we'll have a second phalanx, if you will, of chairs behind for that. I won't prohibit someone from jumping up and objecting if that's within their purview of what they're going to do, but that's the best way we can physically manage this space. If there's a question or concern about that, I can address that, but I mostly want to put that out for you so that you know this is the first time we've actually had to manage within this space. We've had other rooms before, so we have a good sense now of what we're doing, and so wanted to bring that to your attention now. Are there questions about that to be addressed now? Okay. All right, then. With that, I'd like to move on to the Friends of Ravenna Cohen motion. And I'm sorry, who do we have here for Friends of Ravenna Cohen?
That's me, Judith okay. Bendich.
And so I had a couple of concerns about the motion. The first was, it seems to be that your motion indicates that there would be significant impacts by expanding the neighborhood beyond its bounds as described in the comprehensive plan.
That's correct.
Your motion does not describe those significant impacts. And so, as a matter of fact, that remains at dispute still. I understand the basis for your argument, but if you don't, in a summary judgment motion, address the fact of what those significant impacts are, then I can't grant you summary judgment.
Okay.
I mean, you specifically called out that there are significant impacts, and that's
right.
I believe I referred
to upzoning, which is the significant impact.
But you didn't explain how that's a significant impact, and it's not time to do that now.
All right.
You didn't need to do that in your motion.
Okay, I can reserve that for another day.
It's a summary judgment. You don't win on that, but it's still a potentially live issue. I do want to ask, though, one of the issues that came up in the city's response is whether there was compliance with WAC 197.11.440. And I don't really see that was raised in your notice of appeal.
I thought that it was.
So if you can direct me to that, then that would also be helpful.
Yes, as I have also adopted all of the other incorporated by reference all of the other issues, and that was raised in Scales' issue.
Can I be directed to that?
Okay. Claudia, do you have that?
I actually. Okay.
Okay.
And can you clarify what the issue is? It's 197.11.440, but specifically, just as a matter of law, just stating that, because I wasn't. And I'm not positive we raised it. I just wrote her to remember.
Yeah, I'm not either, but if you need to find it, I can certainly clarify that for you. And I think we'll be asking the same question about another issue, another motion here in a moment about your
notice. Okay.
So I have the Friends of Ravenna Cohen. Let's see. Let me make sure I try to get through my notes and see.
I guess that's what I'm. So, that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm, yeah. No.
So, in the city's response, it indicated 197.11.440, sub 6, sub D, sub I. Requires, when appropriate, a summary of existing plans and zoning regulations applicable to the proposal and how the proposal is consistent or inconsistent with them.
We definitely raised that issue.
As opposed to 197.11.444.2bi, which requires the EIS to consider the relationship of the proposal to existing land use plans, which I believe was raised.
Did you say 444?
Yes.
Okay, so 440 is what we raised, without question. That's one of our major, in our summary judgment.
Can I see that?
Yeah.
Yes, 440 was that's in Scale's briefing as well as migration.
I'm not sure we cited the actual regulation, but that was, we cited
that's
the
fine.
Issue.
You don't have to cite to specific regulations as long as you raise the issue in the notice of appeal.
And I don't know whether or not this is included as a matter of law within the notice of appeal, but the exhibit one to that, which is a letter that was written to the city, does discuss all of the comprehensive plan provisions which were not considered or were not addressed. Now, whether it's stated specifically as an
issue. That's really what I would have to see is something, the purpose of a notice of appeal is to put other parties on alert as to which issues you're raising. So they do need to be explicitly identified in that. And you can do it by reference.
It has in that letter.
No, by reference, I mean.
By reference, yes. Yes, we did incorporate by reference
Scales
all issues. Scales as well as other appellants.
And Scale is now going to tell me where they found it. Thank you. All right. So I'm denying Friends of Ravenna Cohen's motion to dismiss on the basis that there was not a discussion or demonstration of significant impacts. Turning to the West Seattle Junction Neighborhood Organization, there were a couple of issues in there that I was concerned raised in the motion that I was concerned were not in the notice of appeal. And this, again, involves Scale because there was an incorporation of all of the issues raised by Scale. And so the question probably to Scale first and then to Friends is, did you raise the issue of phased review?
I want to clarify what that issue is, but I'm aware that some other appellant raised
it. I explicitly raised it, issue number 2, 3. I have it open right here. I used the words phased review.
So that would be Fremont.
C, 2C, third of three issues that I
And identify
raised.
your name, Toby?
Toby Thaler, Fremont Neighborhood Council.
I'm sorry, what was the issue you raised?
City improperly constrained the range of alternatives by failing to properly invoke and apply SEPA phased review rules.
What was the...
So you were challenging the adequacy of the alternative review?
Explicitly based on phased review. The second issue explicitly based on segmentation, so two separate challenges to alternatives.
I'm sorry, I don't have, it's difficult for me to raise everyone's notice of appeal.
Yeah.
if you could read that.
I'm not sure that the paragraph numbering, but the issue statement, state your objectives.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is C, the city improperly constrained the range of alternatives by failing to properly invoke and apply SEPA phased review rules. The second one on segmentation is a bit longer. Do you want me to read that also?
The first one doesn't sound to me like anything but a challenge to alternatives. I hear that you use the term phased review, but I'm not hearing that you challenge the phased review except in the context of alternatives. And that's similar to the problem that I'm having with West Seattle Junction Neighborhood Organization. They clearly raised phased review, but it was in the context of challenging the city, raising that as a defense for not doing adequate cumulative impacts analysis.
So
And in the motion, we've just simply attacked the city on the fact that they've done phase review and you're not supposed to do that, which isn't either of the issues that I've got in front of me right now.
Thank you. This is Claudia Newman. I just want to clarify. It's almost like we're saying democracy, and there's a lot of different ways to think about what phase review means. And so I just want to make sure we're not precluding scale from arguing an issue that we did raise in our appeal. We didn't use the word phase review, but what is important to us, and a theme that was stated in our first paragraph of our appeal, is that the idea that this is a programmatic EIS does not foreclose them from the level of detail that we're requesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want this idea of phased review, if it seems like that might be a defense, and I don't want that, if someone says you can't raise phased review, to preclude us from continuing to argue that issue. Does that?
I think that helps to some degree. I am clear that there are other issues that, for example, Mr. Thaler's challenging the alternatives analysis. Mm-hmm. Here's the challenge to the cumulative impacts analysis. Programmatic use. Those are different issues that touch on, but the direct attack on whether the city appropriately used phased review is a specific issue.
Okay.
That I'm concerned about whether that was raised or not by any party.
Okay.
That I'm not seeing.
We did not.
And it was raised in the motions. And so that's...
And, Your Honor, if I could just clarify, going back to the question you originally raised, which was whether Juno had raised this issue of phased review. I mean, they did not. They incorporated Scale's notice of appeal. Scale did not specifically raise that issue. Juno did not incorporate Mr. Thaler's issues, which, of course, you just said didn't include phased review as a specific issue. So I think on the specific question of whether Juno raised that issue, seems the answer is no.
So that's incorrect. It's paragraph 5 in our notice of appeal.
No, but I think the examiner said that was referring to a different.
So you're saying in your notice of appeal that the phase review issue is paragraph 5?
That is one of the issues where phase review comes into play. Yes, that's correct. It's also our allegation that the alternatives are inadequate because they draw from the phase review process as its means for justifying why they are the right ones.
Which, again, similar to Mr. Thaler's, which I think that sounds like the same issue of challenging the alternatives review.
We see them as very closely linked, so we would have probably argued with them jointly.
And the problem I'm having with, the paragraph 5 says this, and I'm just reading it straightly, it doesn't quite make sense, but it says, any assertion by the city asserts that intends to rely as phased review to justify its failure to discuss certain environmental impacts is inappropriate. As such, phased review improperly avoids discussion of cumulative impacts. There's no mechanism to trigger the threshold for cumulative environmental review for projects that this proposal will permit at the site-specific level. Yeah. So I'm reading that as questioning the city's cumulative impacts analysis. There was a process used by phased review that...
Right.
The concern is that would be a defense that, well, we don't have to look at cumulative impacts now, we can do it later, or something along those lines. And I understand that argument, and you preserved that.
Yeah.
But whether they properly used phased review or not is not in that issue.
You have to take a few hops to get there. But
they're pretty far.
Okay. The comprehensive plan EIS, which is the basis and the foundation for the first phase, for example, studies what SEPA exemption levels should be applied. Now, when you put SEPA exemption levels in place, you're basically saying that in aggregate, there's a level of number of units that are permissible for growth within a particular area before which SEPA is not triggered. And so on that basis, if you look at the cumulative impact as a result of the raising of that threshold and then being able to sculpt and shape alternatives that rely on that elevated level of exception, then the phased review process has, in fact, helped them avoid the cumulative impacts of these actions. So.
And I understand that argument, but that isn't what your motion argues.
Okay.
It just says they improperly used phased review,
okay.
Which is a different standard. It's a different
fair
code.
Enough. We'll use it during the alternative.
I certainly would preserve this opportunity for you, but I don't see it as the one that's issued at issue in the notice of appeal. The motions.
Understood.
All right. So on that basis, I'm dismissing two issues raised in the, I think it's the cross motion by West Seattle Junction Neighborhood Organization. The two issues are, we haven't even talked about one. That was one, phase review. So I will dismiss that issue from your cross claim, your cross motion. And then the other issue was you also raised the issue of conflicts between the proposed action and the comprehensive plan, failure of the EIS to identify conflicts with the comprehensive plan.
That's right.
That's a separate motion, not a cross motion.
All right. Was that issue raised in your notice of appeal?
I think we incorporated scales, and I believe that's within scales notice.
I can repeat it if you like. I have paraphrased the issue as the failure of the FEIS to identify conflicts with the comprehensive plan.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely in our appeal.
Wasn't
that the same
it's five, one?
It's
5B.
The same one?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And there may be a little bit of it in, I think, issue.
That's good enough.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right, so I'll leave that as a live issue. I wanted to try to address the ones that I could simply based on what was in notice of appeal, and I appreciate you working through that.
With Toby Thaler here, a correction, it's 3B.
Oh, 3B?
Yes.
And
land use, it's I'm under reading. The land use impact section.
Can you give us the specific site? We're having a little trouble locating it.
Paragraph 3B of Scales Appeal. The third sentence, the FES does not disclose proposals inconsistent with the current comprehensive plan and numerous neighborhood plans. More discussion of the 2035 comprehensive plan is inadequate.
It says the land use impact analysis does not provide an adequate summary of existing plans and zoning regulations applicable to the proposal and or how the proposal is consistent and inconsistent with them. That's pretty much what...
No, I appreciate the clarification. I think that the part that I'm struggling with is I think this is tied to the regulatory requirements that you were, Mr. Zander, addressing earlier. And I think the language is pretty closely tied to that. Provide an adequate summary of existing plans and zoning regulations.
What's the distinction?
I think there's a broader piece that the argument that the city's interest as raised in its motion to dismiss about consistency.
So I'm going to stop you there. We're going to get to the motions. And this is definitely something open for argument. I was trying to address the low-hanging fruit of it's not in your notice of appeal. It doesn't get argued, so we move on. So we're going to move on to the motions now. And that argument is preserved. That opportunity for argument is preserved for that.
Your Honor, so my only question was when you went through the motions that you were going to hear Juno's motion on that issue you didn't mention. So I'm just wondering, is that going to be heard after Scale argues its motion? Because I think it's one of its...
Is this, I'm sorry, West Seattle Junction Neighborhood Organization motion on inadequacy of notice?
No, it's okay. Inconsistency with the comprehensive plan and failure to identify those inconsistencies.
That is still a live issue.
Right. You just didn't mention it in your schedule of what you were going to be hearing.
No, because as a separate motion, I didn't. Well, let's go to that schedule. I'm going to revisit that again. And, again, that's going to be an opportunity after I've given you that schedule. I'm going to give a 10-minute break so that council can organize themselves
you're
to address
out.
And prepare
I
for
just,
oral argument.
I did not correctly tell you exactly where in Friends of Ravenna Callens the reference was to that exhibit that I mentioned, but it is expressly mentioned in page 5 of the Notice of Appeal, and it says Issue 2, and then there are subsets to that, the issues that you described. And in Number 2, it says the proposal that is the subject of an environmental review has not been properly defined, Appendix F. At the very last sentence there, it says that section also provides a vague and ambiguous description of new and modified development standards that are proposed with respect to the comprehensive plan and Friends of Ravenna Callens discussion in Exhibit 1 to this notice of appeal. So there was a reference. It's within the issues that are presented. I just want to clarify.
And what does Exhibit 1 say?
Exhibit 1 is the letter that was sent to the City of Seattle.
What does it say?
It's a letter to Mr. Welch, and it said what the history of the expansion was regarding the comprehensive plan. It then goes on to say that with respect to the upzoning that's now proposed as part of the upzoning, it references the comprehensive plan, and it goes through each section of the comprehensive plan that was not, apparently not considered and not disclosed in the MHA EIS.
Your Honor,
I don't need to hear more on it. Your motion's already been dismissed because there wasn't discussion of significant impact.
I understand that.
So we don't need further clarification.
I just wanted to have that clarified.
Okay. Thank you. All right, moving on to the schedule for our oral argument then, and I'll revisit this. We have, first, I want to take oral argument on the city motion and the cross motions. The city will have 10 to 12 minutes, respondents about 10 minutes on the two issues of alternatives and mitigation. Those are two large issues. Now, what I need you to do in your 10 minutes you've got is to figure out who is going to argue that, because I don't need to hear from every single one of you about the alternatives argument, because that's going to get redundant. So I don't know how you're proposing to do that, but I want to give you time so that I can get additional information than I've gotten already in your written motions, which are perfectly adequate in some cases. But I don't want to give time so that everybody speaks to that issue. That's not going to give me more information. It's just going to give you an opportunity to speak to it. So I need oral argument on for the respondents, and that's the appellants in this case, for alternatives and mitigation. There will be just 10 minutes on that, and you need to decide amongst yourselves. And if you can't, when we come back, fine, you can tell me that. But on those two issues. For a response to the city's motion, there will also be 2 minutes on the issue of amendments to the comprehensive plan.
Could I ask, is that 2 minutes for the city and 2 minutes for the appellants? Or?
No, you get 10 to 12 minutes.
For everything I'm on
talking
the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And you can go over a bit if you need to, or tell me if you need more time, but I need to hear that now. Is a good time.
Well, I suspect that we are going to need more time because...
You have briefed everything, so I just want to make sure we're touching the primary...
Yeah, we won't overdo it, but...
So how much time?
Well, if they're going to get 2 minutes for the comp plan, we'll probably need at least 2 minutes for the comp plan as well.
All right. I'm also looking for 2 minutes for the need to address impacts not attributable to the proposal and the phased review compliance issue.
Ivana, can you give me some details of the what will be covered in the stuff that was not in the proposal? Are there specific elements that you're...
Those are issues that was raised in the motion to dismiss, and it was concerning issues raised by Beacon Hill Council of Seattle and Morgan Community Association. The phased review compliance is a response would be needed from Wallingford Community Council and the Fremont Neighborhood Council. The amendments to the comprehensive plan, that issue looks to me it was only raised by, or it needs to be responded to by Friends of Ravenna Cohen.
Your Honor, I think that there was a question that Wallingford Community Council didn't raise the phase review argument. We were incorrectly identified as raising that argument in a footnote, and I think in the city's reply that was corrected, and
okay.
The right party was assigned that. So.
All right. Correct me on that now. So what is the other party that we're wanting to get a meeting that needs to be prepared to respond to that?
Toby Thaler here. I assume he's speaking when he says footnote. The city tries to dismiss our appeal in a footnote, if that's the reference.
No, it was a question
It's the non-obligation of the city to identify the party that it's trying to dismiss. I mean, it raised the issue, and I don't...
I believe it was Juneau.
This is just a question of party name.
Fremont.
The issue was certainly raised in the motion.
Mr. Cameron, just to try to add to this, the parties that briefed this were Fremont and Juneau.
Okay. So you'll have a chance to respond to the city's argument.
And I believe the footnote that we're referring to is the it corrects that it wasn't Wallingford, it was Juneau that the motion was directed.
Okay.
Okay, different footnote.
On page 25 of the report.
All right. If you like, I can also identify. I don't need oral argument again on the relevancy of prior environmental review. That issue involved Wallingford Community Council. Adequacy of alternatives, I believe, was raised by all parties. Adequacy of mitigation was specifically raised, and again, I'm not determining this by reference in notice of appeal, but Friends of Ravenna Cohen Scale, Beacon Hill Council, and Friends of North Rainier Neighborhood. So between the parties that are responsible for responding to a particular issue, you need to decide how you want to allocate your 2 minutes in response on those shorter issues, and or the 10 to 12 minutes on your response for the alternatives and mitigation. Are there questions about that?
Could you
please ask them now.
So. Could you identify again which groups are on the alternatives in mitigation?
Everybody, as far as I can tell.
Well, I can,
we're going to clarify. We'll try to clarify.
We can.
And I do need you to be responsible for, I mean, you were in these motions. I read them once. So you need to know what you argued at this point.
I'd like to make a point.
And if you don't intend to argue on it, then that's moot. That's really the whole point of this next phase is for you to decide who's going to be arguing it and what they're going to say. You had a question.
Yeah, regarding the alternatives, I think the appellants took at least two different approaches to that particular question. So, I mean, they all wrapped under the name alternatives, but in one case it's that the alternatives were potentially not broad enough in considering other rational ways of meeting the city's objectives. Juneau specifically were that they weren't narrow enough and guided by the comprehensive plan and the neighborhood plans that were attached to the urban village strategy. So I believe that although they are both alternatives related, there's two fundamentally different sets of arguments related to those. So
okay.
Maybe the question is whether...
I'm allocating 10 to 12 minutes on that issue in mitigation.
We got 2 extra minutes.
You guys decide amongst yourselves how you want to do that. And it's not a hard and fast 10 to 12, but we do have to have some limit on the amount of time. And again, I'm very much relying on the written motion, so you don't have to start from scratch on any of that.
I do have a question. There's another potential low-hanging fruit just sitting out here. That's the footnote motion to dismiss the Fremont Neighborhood Council that I briefed in a response and was shortly addressed at the end of the reply brief by the city and has not been addressed at all. It's their claim that Fremont needs to be dismissed completely because incorporation by reference can't be done. And I heard you say we've been discussing incorporation by reference a lot here. So does that mean that you're dismissing their motion or rejecting?
Do you want me to
I'm not following your
clarify.
The city moved to dismiss Fremont in a footnote. Mm-hmm. I responded.
If all of your issues were dismissed, right? If all of your issues were dismissed, the issues that you raised were dismissed, is that?
Well, they're claiming that I cannot incorporate Scales' appeal or the other appeals. They're explicitly saying that if my other singular issues that I explicitly stated are dismissed,
there's
that my incorporation doesn't stand.
Let me address it, Mr. Thaler. There is nothing in the rules that indicates a party would be dismissed when they've incorporated issues from other parties. What it would do and could do is if you have raised unique issues to bring forward and to argue, let's say the open space, for example, I think that was unique to your group.
No, that's Friends of North Rainier.
Okay, bad example. Let me take that back.
Yeah, yes. But
the issues you raised in your notice of appeal are gone. You did incorporate theirs by reference,
yes.
but they're well represented to address those issues. And so you will still be a party to the case. You're not dismissed from the case, but I'm not sure that I think we'll have an issue as to what you're arguing, what you're doing, you know, what role you will have at the table at that point.
Well,
if all of those issues that you specifically and you're the only one in the room can address are gone.
I think that's fine.
We'll work that out.
We can work out.
We'll work out how we, if multiple parties have the same issue.
My concern is more fundamental than that. I'm concerned that the city is setting up to preclude witnesses from testifying if they were not listed by other parties, for example. I'm also concerned.
Mr. Thayer, I don't see that issue as having been raised anywhere, and I don't want to address new arguments today. I've got a foot and a half.
I understand that, Your Honor, but the city is attempting to say that Fremont cannot be a party solely based on incorporating other parties' issues, regardless of whether those are not dismissed. And they did this in a footnote.
I think we're okay on it.
What are you asking me to do about it?
Deny their attempt to dismiss Fremont.
I'm not going to address that now. I've indicated to all the parties the items that I'm going to address up front now, and I'm going to move on to the motion so I can give everyone time to argue on those. And anything that I haven't addressed already, I don't intend to rule on today.
Okay.
So that there's an opportunity for me to put this all, hopefully, unfortunately, in a single order.
Okay.
It'll be a bit messy. That issue and all others will be addressed at that time.
Thank you.
Because this is going to take enough time as it is, and I know you all have other obligations to address. I believe we've addressed the city's motion and allocation of time for the city's motion and response on that.
Could I ask just one very brief clarifying question?
Yes.
You talked about the alternatives and mitigation in sort of one bucket and then these other issues in another. Do you want the city to address all of those first, or do you want us to just address the alternatives and mitigation first, hear from them on those topics, and then go to these remaining?
The city will go first, and then we'll hear from respondents.
We'll go on everything in our motion.
Yours is, you get one shot.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
And we're not doing replies. I don't want to go back and forth on these. Again, we have written briefing. I do want you to elucidate me on the specific challenging points and bring those to my attention. That's what the purpose of today is. I think we've given you a couple more minutes then, so we're up to 14 on the city side. And again, that's not hard and fast. It's a measure of making sure that we're watching the clock and but that I also get a chance to hear your arguments. The next motion that we will address, actually before I move on from that, cross motions, we had Seniors United, that was an alternatives analysis cross, Wallingford Community Council, alternatives cross, so I'm lumping those into the alternatives response time. We're not gonna do a separate amount of time on the same issue to argue independently. West Seattle Junction Neighborhood Organization also raised alternatives, again, lumped into that time. And then conflicts between the proposed action and the comp plan, I believe, was given 2 minutes response. With Friends of Ravenna Cohen. I think that's the same issue.
Are you asking me a question?
Looking to see if that makes sense to you.
So,
if there's some confusion.
So this is the inconsistencies with the comp plan issue, that scale.
I'm allocating time to the appellants to argue these issues.
Okay, so 2 minutes on inconsistencies with comp plan for everybody.
Yes.
I'm just looking at the motion to dismiss. And the motion to dismiss at page 2 lists each particular group with each issue. And issue number 3, it says issues relating to the city's ability to amend its comprehensive plan. So I wasn't sure whether that's what you were referring. Friends of Ravenna Cohen is the only one that they raised that point.
That they raised against, correct. And then I saw a conflict between the proposed action and the comp plan raised in a cross motion by West Seattle Junction.
Okay, they're actually, I think, different issues.
That's what I was asking you to clarify.
Yes, they're very different issues.
And so then we'll give 2 minutes to West Seattle Junction to address its issue.
So could I just clarify, just to make sure I understand? I mean, there was a very discreet comp plan issue raised in our motion, which we'll address.
Yes.
There was also this other issue raised by Friends of Ravenna Cowan and Juno about the comp plan. You're saying that even though that was not in our motion, that's something we'll, I'll take 2 minutes on and they'll take 2 minutes on?
I'm going to give you 15 minutes to argue.
Okay.
I'm not going to go back and forth. If you can get the sense that we're avoiding that on every motion that we've got in front of us. I didn't even count the number of motions. So for your response, your reply, your initial motion, you have 15 minutes to address it. And they get 2 minutes. The 2 minutes is about trying to at least allocate a response time and indicate that there's some time for a response.
I apologize for the confusion. I think the reason we're just seeking a little clarity is because those were raised in separate motions for summary judgment.
No need to read this to explain the confusion.
But then just
very clear to me.
Be clear that we are not, because there is some crossover with some of the issues that Scale has raised in its motion, but for that one we're treating it separately.
You will have an opportunity to respond to Scale's motion. This is just your motion and the cross motions to that. We'll then move on to the Scale motion and 10 to 12 minutes. 10 to 12 minutes.
Okay.
And I don't think that involves other parties.
Okay.
Then there was opportunity for Friends of North Rainier Neighborhood Plan. They did a motion to dismiss. And I don't think that's necessarily incorporated in any issues raised by Scale as far as open space. They did raise the issue of a programmatic EIS and how that avoids meaningful environmental analysis. So it's the same issue as Scale. So I ask you to communicate with each other about that to make sure that's covered during Scale's motion argument. But I can give you time to address the inadequacy of the EIS issue concerning open space. How much time do you need on that? Thinking in the 5 minute range?
Sure, 5 minutes works.
Because it's a single issue and we've got 10 minutes for multiple issues, so I'd like to keep it in that. And then the city, a 2 minute response from that. And then West Seattle Junction Neighborhood Organization and the city don't need to worry about the inadequacy of notice motion. As you've thoroughly briefed that issue. All right. We will come back at 10 after 11 o'clock, 11:10. Please feel free at that time to raise additional questions about whether this has been organized in a way that it makes sense to you. We're all making this up as we go. So I appreciate you may have questions at that time, but please talk amongst yourselves to who's going to be addressing which issue. Again, this is mostly to the appellants, time allocation, et cetera. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.